Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Who's Talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 Ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either 2 or 3 of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need.
At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience. Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Air professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaver.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Hey, welcome everybody. Drive time, Who's Talking tonight and for the next 2 weeks after this. So get adjusted. Tune in early, 5 o'clock. Maybe you're driving home from work, whatever. We're glad you tuned in. Frank and Hobbo in the studio. Mr. Maloney is back from Charlottesville. He went over to basketball media day today. So we'll talk more about that later in the show. But if you tuned in expecting to hear Ray Savage, he had a death in the family.
Last week, his mother.
Right. So
he had some business changes. And
right.
He actually had to fly out of town today. How horrible would that be that you lose a parent early in the week and then you're told at the last minute that you've got to go out of town on a flight?
Well, we'll clearly try to reschedule him before too long. We have the great Chris Graham from the Augusta Free Press. That's what you call a quality pinch hitter.
Yes.
I mean, this is going to the bench and almost coming up with a guy with more home runs and a better average.
Pinch hit home run.
I'm telling you. And also, we got Dr. Jody Smith with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. That'll be terrific. We always love to hear from Jody. And then Terry Gates, a fellow basketball analyst.
The enforcer.
Yes, Terry played on the great Virginia teams back with Ralph and Jeff Lamp, Lee Raker, in my opinion, maybe some of the best.
Jeff Jones, Odell Wilson, Ricky Stokes, come on.
All of them.
Craig Robinson.
The greatest.
Pick it up.
In spite of the 2019 National Championship team, I still think that was the best Virginia basketball team ever.
Ralph's teams would have just.
Yeah.
Walked all over him. All right.
Anyway, let's get to Chris Graham. We got a lot of questions for the gentleman.
So before we do that, let's give him a proper introduction. Chris is the owner, operator, editor, publisher, chief contributor of the Augusta Free Press, and he has done marvelous work there, and I enjoy reading it every time I can remember to go look it up.
You know what I have told him, the thing I love about him is he's honest.
He is.
He tells the truth.
And for a Virginia graduate covering Virginia football, especially.
Well, a Virginia graduate, he's obligated by the honor system.
Dude,
he has to tell the truth.
But it takes guts. All right, Chris, welcome to Who's Talking.
Boy, all that lead up. And I got to say, I'll be honest here. I'm no Ray Savage, but I'll do my best. You know, I can maybe pinch run for Ray, but I wouldn't even be sure about that.
Well, we thank you for coming in. I know it was kind of a last-minute switch, so thank you for being available. And we got lots of questions for you. I'm going to let Mr. Maloney ask the first one.
All right. So, actually, all the football questions. Chris, UVA football this year has shown signs of improvement from the players to the coaches to the atmosphere in the stadium. They even had a good crowd on Saturday. After that first drive and the snafus and the settling for a 30-yard field goal, the wheels didn't come off the wagon. The wagon just broke down and wouldn't start, and the horses didn't want to pull. And
let's be honest, what
happened?
It was ugly.
Yeah, what happened?
It was ugly. It's a lot of season-long issues that just all came together at once. You mentioned the short field goal. Will Bettridge leads the nation in a category you don't want to lead the nation in, red zone field goal makes. The Virginia offense is 103rd in the country in red zone offense. There's 134 teams in FBS football. And, Frank, you're sitting, Frank and Javo, you guys are sitting with us in the same part of the press box for home games a lot of times. We make the joke a lot. I make the joke a lot that, our offense is better to score a touchdown, has a better chance to score a touchdown when they're not in the red zone. You know, a long touchdown is a better chance to score than when they actually get in the red zone. So you had that issue. An issue that actually wasn't an issue this season until Saturday, but according to Pro Football Focus numbers, 22 missed tackles. Going into the game, the Virginia defense averaging just 9.7 missed tackles per game, a similar number as what they did last year. This looked like the 2021 defense that actually got Bronco Manhall pushed out the door. So, just a lot of things happening at once, and then flatness, the guys were fighting each other on the sidelines, just everything happening at once.
Hold on.
He touched on something there.
Go ahead.
The skirmish on the sideline, describe what you saw, because I did not see that. I had gone down and I was visiting some folks down in the section down at midfield, and I was down close to the Virginia bench and saw a lot of things, but I did not see that. What happened?
Well, it can be hard to see from the press box. I mean, the press box has a great view of the game, but from a standpoint of direct stuff on the sidelines, but what we could put together, because a few of us put our heads together from what we each individually saw, It was the timeout between the third and fourth quarters, and the two teams, the respective teams, bring their group on the field, and there's a big chat going on. And it was the offense for UVA on the field. They had the ball at the time. And it looked like Mikhail Boley, the injured but incumbent starting left tackle, he's been back the last few weeks, looked like he was in a verbal altercation, so to speak, with an assistant coach. I couldn't tell who the assistant coach is, so I'm not going to name a name. But at that point, it looked like Tony Elliott then got involved and interjected himself. And so at that point, Boley and Tony Elliott were sort of engaging. And at some point, Elliott pointed, and it seemed like the verbal order was for Boley to leave the field. He was walked off by a staffer. I mean, he was walking way ahead of the staffer. He was obviously, pretty incensed at whatever had gone down. He was the starting left tackle. The offensive line didn't do well. They gave up 11 or 10 sacks, but, losing him at that point was not good. But yeah, it's hard to gauge. We, couldn't hear what was said. And I will note that, I don't normally attend the post-game press conferences for lots of reasons. No questions about that in the post-game presser, so we don't really know from Tony Elliott's perspective what went down either.
Well, that makes 2 weeks in a row, because the week prior, I believe Ben Smiley was asked to leave the field, and I think that had to do with the referees. Ben did, and I watched that game, and I never saw that
what
either.
What happened with Ben was, he got engaged with a Clemson offensive tackle on a fourth down conversion by Clemson, and their legs got connected, when they were laying there on the pile. I think Ben perceived that the Clemson guy got up and was taunting him. I'll say he perceived that. I perceived that too. Ben did not take too well to that. And then Tony didn't take too well to Ben not taking too well to that, so he was asked to leave.
Well, none of this is a good omen on any front, but let me ask you, the football team has an off week, and then they have a brutal final four games. Are any of these problems fixable before they go to Pittsburgh in a couple of weeks?
Boy, you got to hope so. But, you know, the something was off on Saturday. Not just, I mean, yeah, we can say generally they were flat.
They were listless.
Listless. I mean, you could feel that from that after that first drive.
Yes.
It just felt like something was off for the whole team. It's weird for an entire team to feel that way. There's 85 guys on scholarship plus the extras on the sidelines, and it just felt like that whole sideline was off. But so, yeah, that could explain the missed tackles and, you know, the arguments on the sidelines between players and coaches and with each other. You know, I made a point in one of my post-game columns, they had more fight on the sidelines than they did in between the sidelines
let's point out a couple things. For those of you out there that follow the college football but are not really studying it, Brian Stevens, the starting center for Virginia, who's battled some minor injuries, did not play on Saturday, and the team did not play. The offensive line played horribly, gave up 10 sacks, a couple of tackles for loss, and Calandria, to my way of thinking, is lucky he got out of that game in one piece. Ty Furnish, the right guard, did not play, and he's been out for a couple of weeks now. And Boley has played with that bad ankle, and I know why Boley's frustrated. He's having to play with a high ankle sprain that will never heal. And just continue with what you were saying.
Oh, yeah, everything you're talking about there, and the loss of Brian Stevens wasn't something that the team was aware of until Friday afternoon. You know, something happened during practice in the week, and so Noah Josie, who's been playing great at left guard, had to move over to be the center. Unfortunately, you know, Frank, you mentioned the snap on that first and goal play at the one. You know, we're all sitting there in the press box saying, why aren't they going to the Grady Bunch play, the tush-push play? And Tony Elliott said after the game, it's because Noah Josie hadn't practiced that play. So, I mean, it's not just a matter of snapping the ball, and, you know, there's a lot of work that goes, you know, nuance that goes into making that play work. And so, you know, that play wasn't available. And the bad part of that is Grady Brosterhouse leads this team in rushing touchdowns. He has 4 of the 8 rushing touchdowns this season. So that play was not available on Saturday.
We all asked, why didn't they do it?
And, yeah.
And then later there was another play or two, and the question was, why aren't they using it then? So now we understand, because Josie got switched in so late.
I wonder, though, why can't your backup center practice that play, too? I mean, you know, you got to prepare for contingencies. And,
yes.
You know, and that seems like a simple thing to have thought through, and obviously wasn't thought through. So that to have your best short yardage running play not available to you in the playbook is just that's unconscionable.
Well, so, you know, one of the keys it was first down, so they could have tried it 4 times.
So not having that available is not good. And having to go to a shotgun and then having a center who is a left guard, you know, I mean, a lot can go wrong there, and unfortunately did. And, you know, that's just the thing that we all noticed. The missed tackles, it's hard to explain missed tackles. Again, this group, the last couple of years, not a lot of missed tackles. I mean, they've been averaging, you know, right around 9.5, 9.6 missed tackles per game. And from my, you know, study of other teams' numbers of that respect, that's a pretty good number. That's John Rusinski playing good defense and coaching good defense. And to have 22 in a game, that's disconnect. You know, not making plays.
You know, now that you bring this all up and we're thinking about that and that stat, I did notice during the game Dorian Jones was playing in there at the Will linebacker spot, and James Jackson was not. Jones has not had that much opportunity to play extended reps. And, you know, in this day and age, they're not allowed to scrimmage very much. And if you don't get to scrimmage, you don't really learn how to hit and tackle. And the other guy that was playing quite a bit was Trey McDonald, number 8. I saw him in there a lot. And he's a junior, and he played some when Cam Robinson had to miss some time. But Trey Donald, I saw him come off the bench, and he had a little tiff coming off the field with some of the coaches and players, as if there was an obvious breakdown on an assignment. And you could see this is one of the problems with injuries today. The subs that are coming in,
don't have the opportunities like they used to play in some scrimmages, which, you know, George Welsh used to hold scrimmages during the middle of the season.
Well, they probably limit how much hitting they can do in practice, and they also limit how much they can practice.
That's right.
During the academic year.
Chris, final thoughts. We have to go to break, unfortunately. I'd love to keep you on for a couple hours. Give us just a couple thoughts to your way of thinking real quick.
It's a tough stretch coming up. There are three top 25 teams at Virginia Tech. I don't know. I mean, the team that we saw play Saturday, the team we saw play at Clemson, I want to think positively. I'm the one who said on your show a few months ago, I thought this team would win six games to go back to bowl. I don't see two wins. I don't see one win necessarily. They could play well and not win a game. They could play really well against the schedule and not win a game.
Yeah, they're in a tough spot. But at any rate, Chris Graham, we thank you for joining us. We'll look forward to having you back. We have other issues, as Frank said, to discuss with you. But for now, we're going to go to our first break. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Jody Smith with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. Stay tuned. You're listening to A Drive Time Who's Talking.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Franklin Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community, ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Special 5 o'clock edition of Who's Talking tonight. And as we said earlier, don't forget 5 o'clock next week and the week after, both November 4th and the 11th. We'll also be doing 5 o'clock shows to accommodate VCU and Virginia Tech basketball games. You know, it's live radio. We had a switch to the first guest, and now we promoted Jody Smith, and he's tied up with a patient, and we have Dr. Boyd Rawls, another fabulous pinch hitter here, a man who's a star in his own right.
Hand-wrist specialist, by the way.
And I've seen Boyd. He's fixed me up. You know, when you get to be my age, all you see is doctors, you know, one doctor or another.
Boyd told me that you were hopeless. Linda, I'm just kidding.
No, Boyd. Boyd's a great doctor. So, yeah, if you have any hand or wrist issues, give his office a call. He'll get you fixed up.
Or concussion syndrome.
Pronto.
He loves the concussion syndrome questions. He must be an expert at that by now.
Well, you know, I banged my head up against the wall a few times. Maybe I should go see him about that.
Well, he could help you.
You know, the Who's sort of banged their heads up against the wall, or at least the fans and the media did on Saturday.
Boyd, welcome to Who's Talking. Sorry for all that foolishness. Yeah. How are you, sir?
No, thanks. I'm good. Good. Yeah,
Boyd,
thanks for having me back.
Boyd, please save us from ourselves. All right. unfortunately, on Saturday, it was a confluence of, unfortunately, a number of issues all falling apart at the same time. Let's talk about the injuries. Starting center Brian Stevens was out. He has had hip issues. All right? I think he needs a new dance partner. I think that's the real problem here. Ty Furnish, the right guard, was out again for like the second or third week. And he hadn't been right since the Maryland game, so I don't know what's going on there. Let's talk about Boley has a high ankle sprain, but I'm not going to put you through that because that gets boring. Trell Harris did not play again, and he is a deep threat, and he made the great catch against U of R.
And his deal is a knee, right?
And he's got a knee issue. I guess one of the questions I had pertaining to this squad is Cam Robinson, the linebacker, is not right. He's playing, but after he makes tackles, particularly when there's several players involved in the tackle in an assisted situation.
Is that a shoulder?
He has had a knee. He sprained a knee. So let's talk about sprained knees.
Yeah. The dreaded sprained knee. Another one of those injuries you can kind of, you know, rehab a little bit and, you know, try to play through and, you know, be successful to some extent, but kind of will sort of follow you around. You know, I think one of the problems with stuff like that, and we see this with, you know, some extent with, you know, hamstrings and some of the foot and ankle injuries and shoulder injuries, stuff like that, is, you know, you can play, but it's tough to really kind of get back to 100% if you're, you know, keep beating the thing up. So, yeah, these knee sprains can be kind of a problem.
Yeah, Boyd, isn't part of the thing the best remedy is rest, and that's the one thing they really don't want to do. They want to get back out there and just keep re-injuring the same thing.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, especially kind of mid-season like this, and kind of got a tough stretch ahead of us, I think, unfortunately. But
there could be some good news this week about Trell Harris. Let's talk about him. His first couple of games this season, he was electrifying, and teams were so busy focused on Malachi Fields that Trell Harris was getting open downfield, and clearly Calandria, the Virginia quarterback, had good chemistry with him and was hitting him pretty easily with passes. So He elected to have a bone spur surgically removed from his knee about three or four weeks ago. By now, shouldn't he be healed up enough to come back? Because they did that arthroscopically.
I mean, it sounds like they did some kind of arthroscopic debridement kind of thing, we call it. The deal with those is that, you know, most of the structural stuff is fine. It's sort of a, you know, clean up a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know, a little bit of a bone spur or a cartilage flap or something that's causing a problem. You know, but even then when you're, you're still inflating the knee with a bunch of, you know, irrigation fluid and saline and, you know, the whole shebang kind of is affected by that to some extent. So there's definitely some stiffness. I mean, usually follows folks around for a couple of weeks. And, you know, my more limited experience with the knee arthroscopy, at least lately, you know, it's kind of sometimes sort of a 6-week problem.
Well, it's still surgery. Maybe the off week will help him to be back in a couple of weeks for Pitt. But, Boyd, we appreciate your taking Jody's spot tonight. Thank you very much. Have a great evening, and you'll be back on the rotation soon, I'm sure. All right, you're listening to Who's Talking. We're going to transition to basketball a little bit when we come back with Terry Gates. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from 3 and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. thesaber.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
All right, welcome back. Again, 5 o'clock edition of Who's Talking, and another reminder that next week, also at 5 o'clock, and the week after that. So get used to tuning in early to the show. As we said before we went to break, we're going to transition to basketball now, and we have former Cavalier forward as well as radio analyst, I think, for 10 years, Terry Gates. So he's a man in the know. Terry, I understand you're suffering down in Florida.
Kiawah Island, South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
A wonderful family wedding. Better than most people.
Well,
Frank,
thank
you. Frank, what do you know about arthroscopy, by the way?
I know quite a bit.
Frank's a very knowledgeable guy. You know, he's a multi.
Every time I see him, he's complaining and bitching about something. I don't know.
He's a multifaceted individual. I've found that over the last 16 years here.
I learned to play with pain, unlike some other people here.
I got
to shoot up.
I know.
I never got to shoot up.
That's true. I got the needle back in the day. Hey, tell me about the. I know you were at the Blue-White scrimmage. Any thoughts from that, and do you have any idea what the starting lineup and player rotation is going to be?
Well, all I know was there are a lot of new players, as you well know. What, 5 returning from last year? If you scratch out Mr. Gertrude from his scooter accident, so I did like the size. And then if you look at the roster, it's a very old roster. I mean, with some transfers coming in from Florida State, San Diego State, and Kansas State, and what we have, the National Player of the Year in Canada, right? From Mr. Sharma.
I talked to him today. He's an interesting guy.
I mean, it's there's a lot of moving pieces there, and who's going to be the alpha dog that, you know, takes that group into battle? Because it's a locker rooms are a finicky things, and you got to have somebody who's dribbling the ball that, you know, can kind of control all that. So that's going to me, that's the most interesting piece. Who kind of not only puts the team on the back from scoring, but who can get people in the right spots, and who will people listen to? That's always hard.
You know, we think it might be Tate Murray and Isaac McNeely, but I guess that's remains to be seen. What impact do you think the coaching change will have?
Wow. A tremendous hangover. I mean, I don't talk on my phone very much, and I don't pay much attention to it, but when he announced that he was retiring, you know, I almost had to shut the thing off. I was at work, and it was 5:20. I didn't leave work in Williamsburg till about 7:15. I mean, it just exploded. But if you saw him last year, and Jim, you saw it, Frank, you saw it, there were a lot of games he wasn't smiling. He didn't look like he was happy, and he's too young a man to suffer through, you know, a game that he doesn't really recognize anymore as far as the NIL, the portal. And, you know, Coach K may have eked out a few more years. Jay Wright at Villanova called it quits, and now Tony Bennett goes into that probably same category.
You know, Terry, looking at the situation in Charlottesville, it seems – to be somewhat of a novel situation, but really it isn't. I think Dick Bennett did this to give Tony a start up at Washington State.
Well, the key is Dean did it to give Bill Guthridge an opportunity.
Right, and there have been many other situations like this. What do you think the hardest part of this transition is? Is it Ron Sanchez learning to be the head coach? Or is it the rest of the staff adjusting to the fact that Ron is no longer an assistant, that Ron is the head honcho? I mean, what do you think?
I think the latter, but I think the thing this year makes it more difficult is that there's so many new players.
Yes.
I mean, there's no playing time set out for any of them, right?
McNeely.
I mean, IMAC probably gets his 30 minutes a game, but other than that, of the 5 returning players, Buchanan, if he's healthy and consistent, he gets his 30 minutes a game. But everyone else is just fighting for playing time. So I think that might be the most difficult thing is new guys, young guys, guys transferring in to play to other places. There's only 200 minutes in a basketball game. And you, these first couple of games, I mean, you know, you're going to try to score 10, 12 points in 15 minutes maybe. So, and you might get that done one game, the next game, nah, not so much. So I just think, you know, who's on first and who's playing second base, all that good stuff, you know, they just don't know, you know, what the rotation is, and that rotation probably won't be set until February.
Yeah, and it's a challenge.
Although that's an interesting thought, but I honestly think there's a there is a sentiment out there that Day-Day Ames is going to be the point guard with Bliss and Rhody backing him up. I think there's obvious confidence in McNeely at the 2. Worley probably will end up playing the 3. He's a fifth year, right, from Florida State.
Right.
Right.
You've got Sanders, who's clearly the most confident guy I've ever talked to in a long time. I mean, he's a confident player. And then obviously Buchanan at the five. So Sanders at the four. And Sanders has changed everyone's outlook, including the guys in the locker room.
Yeah, my guess is, Terry, see if you agree with it. McNeely two, Sanders four, Buchanan five. Now, you know, Worley, they refer to him as a point guard. Now, he's like 6'6", 6'7". Do you see him playing point guard? And the other guy we haven't talked about, and he's sort of a cohesive type guy, is Tane Murray, and he's the guy that Coach Bennett took to media operation tip-off down in Charlotte. So I think Tane Murray's going to play a fair amount.
I think Tane Murray always plays very hard. He's always in that situation where if he plays well, he's not sure what his playing time would be. But I think he's one of the few players in the last couple of years that realize, and if you're sitting on the bench and Virginia's not scoring, we have those scoring droughts, he recognizes an open shot. And he you know, if I get that shot, if I'm open, I'm taking it. A lot of kids want to pass that ball one more time, and you end up with a much worse shot, and he was hitting those shots. So I think he and IMAC, being in the programs as long as they've been, would be very positive influences there. But I just think all these other guys, you know, they're all playing. Well, just say, well, if Blake Buchanan, if he's going to be the center, well, who's the second guy? And there's two or three guys that could be the second, you know, the first guy off the bench and replace him.
I tell you who physically looks to be the backup center, and that's the young man that redshirted.
Anthony Robinson.
Anthony Robinson is a monster.
He's a man.
He looks like King Kong in the practice gym. I mean, I'm like, who is that guy?
You know, we haven't talked about T.J. Power. I could see some situations where they play Power at four, Sanders at five. Do you see that possibility in certain
Sanders,
matchups?
Did Sanders have, Hobble, did he have those light green shoes on at the scrimmage? Do you remember?
I can't remember what type of shoes he had on.
Well, you know, they didn't have a roster until, you know, by halftime. And after the football game, once I settled in my seat, I wasn't getting up for a while. So,
well, Sanders in that scrimmage, the blue-white scrimmage, early on, he stepped out and knocked down a couple of threes from the corner. So he's a stretch four or five, which Virginia last year, one of the problems, they didn't shoot the ball particularly well. So hopefully he, Power, Christian Bliss, McNeely, Tane Murray, to name a few, are going to be able, because the problem, Worley and Day-Day Ames, I don't think are necessarily perimeter shooters from the guard position.
Ames is not.
Yeah.
Ames is a driving slasher, get to the basket, either kick it out or score.
He may be a setup guy, but he's not going to.
He's a penetrator, Hubbo.
Yeah, I'm not big on guards that can't shoot.
But if you got a guy, hold on, if you got a guy that can break down the defense,
it works as long as you have three or four other guys out there that can shoot.
Kihei couldn't shoot.
Ladies, behave on the radio. Come on.
We're being good. Kihei could barely shoot a lick when he got to Virginia.
I know.
And he was a great distributor.
But he had people around him, Jerome and Cal Guy and DeAndre Hunter and Braxton Key and others.
This team has plenty of shooters. We just need to find out who the makers are.
That's it. They got takers. Hopefully they got makers.
Yes, that's a Tony Bennett line. All right, Terry, looking at the challenge ahead, now here we are. I mean, Virginia starts playing games next week.
November the 6th.
How does Ron Sanchez and his staff settle on who is going to be starting and who is coming off the bench first? Let's say the starting five and then the next three or four off the bench. How do they do this? Because, Jason recruited certain guys. Ron Sanchez recruited certain guys. Vandross recruited certain guys. So
you're saying they all have their favorites?
They're gonna pull for the kid that they recruited, aren't they?
These guys are all alpha males, but there's a pecking order, and I think they know it. And I mean, there's drills they do, and defense always rules. So I mean, the better you learn that back line defense, the more playing time you get. But then again, we're playing Campbell and Coppin State, so
right, everybody's going to get a chance to play, but it'll be interesting.
They're going to try all various types of combinations.
It'll be interesting to see who does start and what the rotation is coming off the bench in those first couple of games. It'll give us a hint, but they better figure it out by November 15th when they play Villanova.
Yeah, that's a good midterm for them. You know, then you have Tennessee, I think they've probably gone over a little hangover period here because everyone came to Virginia, AA for Tony Bennett, and I think a lot of these kids here for the right reason that they want to finish maybe at UVA, and these are older guys, so I can't think these transfers that we got a one and done from Florida State in Worley, but the other two have some time in their hands, and I don't think they plan on going anywhere, but it's a wonderful opportunity for this whole group, but when you look at them. There's 16 players on this roster I'm looking at, so it's you come January and February you're lucky to get 9 or 10 in a game.
More importantly, they have 13 guys who probably expect to play to some degree,
right.
And that's too many. You can't play 13 guys. Now you might be able to play 13 guys against Campbell, but against Villanova and Tennessee, you're going to have to narrow that rotation down
and
to
Baylor.
Some degree.
I guess you've got a. I don't know if. And you all know better than me, but with Tony's retirement, does this free any of these guys up? Could they possibly leave it?
I think they have a 30-day window, but if they leave, they're not eligible until the second semester.
So I think
the odds are nobody's going to leave immediately.
But believe me, that locker room is very important. And there's really no clear leaders here because when you take IMAC or something, he's always, his game is catch and shoot. So he's always kind of dependent on other people. So there's someone's got to emerge from all this to be a leader. And it could be Day-Day. It could be Kane Murray. I mean, I like him. I think he's, he knows what it's like to come off the bench. And he's a positive force when he does. And, he's not here next year, right? This is his last year.
Yeah, so, he and Worley are the only two that are out of eligibility.
All right, we've got to leave it there,
nothing.
Terry. We want to thank you for joining us from the good times in Kiowa. We hope you have a fun wedding, and we'll bring you back in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Thanks, Terry.
We'll save the best for last, okay?
We will. All right, we got the Olympic news, and take a look at the ACC football schedule when we return. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our seven offices in Richmond or walk into one of our three ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
We're back. Who's Talking? Final segment tonight. We want to thank Chris Graham for subbing in for Ray Savage, Dr. Boyd Rawls for subbing in for Dr. Jody Smith, and Terry Gates just because he's Terry Gates. All right, next week's show is also at 5 o'clock, as is the week thereafter. So next week's show at 5 o'clock, we have Paul Collins, Barry Parkhill, and well, in theory, it was Dr. Boyd Rawls. It might end up being Jody, or it could be Dr. O. We'll see.
Just stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
We'll have all that information, but the Olympic report is brought to our listeners by
TGI Fridays. And we are so excited. Once again, the Olympic report is brought to our good friends at the three area Fridays. New lunch menu, new happy hour, same great bar. You know, as they always say over there, in here, it's always Friday.
And happy hour is extended as well, I think.
I'm going over there right now. You're sending me to happy hour, right?
Absolutely. Well, in the Olympic front, it was not a good weekend versus North Carolina because the number four field hockey team also lost to North Carolina. Volleyball had
Hold on. North Carolina's undefeated. Did you see their record?
They're pretty good at field hockey.
Yeah, I see that now.
There, yeah, they're... No wonder we dropped a tough contest, but maybe we'll see him again somewhere in the NCAA tournament. The volleyball squad picked up two wins. They beat Syracuse and Boston College. They're having a terrific year. They're 17-4.
That coach is obviously got it going on.
Absolutely. Men's soccer, unfortunately, did lose at Pitt last Friday. The women, however, picked up a win over Clemson also on Friday, and that was in Charlottesville. So that's a little capsule summary of the Olympic news, and we'll move on to the ACC football schedule. I think there are four or five teams with open weeks, including Virginia.
Before you go there, UVA has a bye this week.
Right.
Who else? Get your chart. Who else has
byes? I got it right here. The bye week, the BC Eagles, the Cal Bears, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. We talked about Virginia, and Wake Forest is also off this week.
So Georgia Tech needed it badly because their quarterback has been hurt.
Right.
This gives them two more weeks to get him back. They're not the same team without him.
Right, and they've slowed down a little bit after a quick start. But this weekend, the first game we'll discuss, the Stanford Cardinal visits Raleigh against North Carolina State. Stanford obviously not having a great year. Wolfpack, I would think, will get the win there. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. NC State is having a disappointing season, but they didn't fall off the map. They're hanging in there. They're scrapping. They lost. The quarterback has retired from football.
Yeah,
he had another concussion, and he's the kid that starred for 3 years down at Coastal Carolina.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for him because he obviously, at one time, was a record-setting guy, and what a... You know,
but you're right. They're not having the season that they expected to have. Game number two. This is interesting. The Duke Blue Devils, who had a disappointing loss against SMU on Saturday night, they traveled to Miami to play the undefeated Hurricanes. Now ranked number five.
Unfortunately, this is a case of, a nice, surprising, good story running into a machine.
Right.
Miami has been recruiting like nuts for years, and finally the hype has caught up and they've got a real team and they've got a real quarterback. I'd be surprised if Duke stays within 20.
Yeah, they Miami obviously needs to keep winning to make that college football playoff. Virginia Tech that is
but stop,
on...
Hold on. It's not just the playoff. They're playing for a top four seed,
right,
and a bye.
Which is big.
That's what they're doing.
Not having to play four games would be meaningful. Virginia Tech obviously playing better. They've got a little game up there at Syracuse, an old Big East-type game in the Dome. Syracuse coming off a disappointing loss at Pitt.
This is called the Donovan McNabb reunion.
Hey, why not?
So VPI has played better in recent weeks, and the Hokies, to me, are starting to look a little dangerous.
You know, the Hokies...
Drones has cut back on turnovers.
If they had won that game at Miami, if the call had not been reversed, mm-hmm, they'd be in contention for the ACC title game. North Carolina visits Florida State. What could you say about Florida State? Unbelievable disappointment.
Well, Florida State played better against Miami in that big rivalry game. Is there anything left in the tank? I wonder. I have a feeling Florida State will play hard against Carolina just for the simple fact that they're at home and they're playing Carolina.
Probably the two biggest games of the weekend, Louisville travels to Clemson for a 7:30 kickoff at Death Valley.
Clemson needs a resounding victory, and I expect Dabo's kids to be ready to play. If they can cut down on stupid mistakes and weird events on the sideline and everywhere else, I think Clemson wins going away.
8 o'clock game on the ACC network, maybe the biggest game of the weekend. The most surprising team in the ACC, the Pitt Panthers, 7-0 against SMU.
And this game is the, don't look behind the curtain. You remember that in The Wizard of Oz? Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Aha!
The mighty Oz has spoken. So in this particular game, we're about to find out if Pitt is for real.
Right.
Okay? There's no hiding. There's no smoke and mirrors. SMU is a football team, and they've traveled all over the place. They've played well everywhere, mostly. They've won a big game this past weekend. Don't be surprised if SMU upsets Pitt.
Big game, particularly as we look toward the conference championship in December. At any rate, don't forget, next week, 5 o'clock, Paul Collins, Barry Parkhill, and we think it might be Jody Smith. Thanks for listening.
Go Hoos, win the bye week. We need a win. Go Hoos.
All right, let's do it. Who's talking? Season 16, with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.